Hi, my name is Christine Bozlak. I'm the Advocacy Program Manager for CLOC, for the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago Children. And these slides will look familiar to you from about 30 minutes ago. Dr. Becker presented on CLOC, and I just want to acknowledge him and also our founder, Dr. Catherine Crawford Christoffel, who is our medical director and, as I said, our founder, because we work as a team on our policy work. I have no relationships to disclose at this time. Just an overview of the presentation. I'll give a very brief introduction to CLOC because you've already heard a solid 15 minutes on us. Talk a little bit about our consensus agenda process, the City of Chicago's Interdepartmental Task Force on Childhood Obesity. We have a proud member in the audience as well, Mr. Harrington. Our policy review protocol, our policy agenda, and then make recommendations for other multi-member organizations engaged in this type of work. So, as we previously told you, CLOC is a gold standard, multi-sector, multi-level coordinated approach to obesity prevention, housed at Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago, and we're currently comprised of 3,000 individuals representing over 1,200 organizations, but that number seems to grow very quickly, so we might actually be even a little larger than that. Adam gave you a background on the ecologic approach that we take to our work in Chicago with childhood obesity prevention, and today I'll be focusing on the societal level of that approach, and specifically these particular projects that we've been working on. So just to give you a little background on how CLOC became engaged in policy work, in 2004, I was actually an intern at CLOC at this time. In the fall, CLOC, while we were still in our infancy, a very young organization, we convened over 80 organizations and agencies and came together and said, you know, we all want to work on childhood obesity prevention policy. We're much stronger if we all come together and tackle some key pieces of legislation and focus than if we did this separately. And that approach worked because four of the five policy priorities that we actually approached the General Assembly with in the spring of 2005 passed. The one that continues to remain not passed or really dealt with in any way was the Illinois Obesity Study Prevention Fund, which remains unfunded. We had wanted $2 million to go into that fund, but actually through a partnership, we're part of the Illinois Alliance to Prevent Obesity, and just this last Monday, a report was released talking about how a sugar-sweetened beverage tax, an excise tax, could actually leverage money for or raise money for obesity prevention. So who knows? Maybe six, seven years later, we'll get money into the fund. So after the consensus agenda process, we continue to stay engaged with policy work. And our executive director, with actually Mr. Harrington, is in the audience, but he's from the Chicago Department of Public Health. Our executive director worked with the Chicago Department of Public Health, the Chicago Park District, the Department of Children and Youth Services, and Chicago Public Schools to form the City of Chicago's Interdepartmental Task Force on Childhood Obesity. And this was really an opportunity to get government agencies in the city focused on the childhood obesity epidemic in Chicago. So we've grown from four city departments to 12 city departments in 2011, and we're very proud of all the agencies participating in the task force, but we're especially proud of those agencies who don't have health as their core mission. So the Chicago Department of Transportation, the Chicago Transit Agency, the Chicago Police Department, although they do address public safety, they've come on board and really looked at how they can participate in childhood obesity prevention efforts as well. And really the mission of the task force is to strategically coordinate the provision of city services around childhood obesity prevention. And that's done in a variety of ways, including policy change. And some of you may have heard that the City of Chicago has put in standards related to nutrition, physical activity, and screen time related to licensed child care centers. And the task force really helps support that work. The task force has also adopted CLOC's 5-4-3-2-1-GO message as the official healthy lifestyle message for the task force, and so they've helped disseminate it throughout the city. And they're able to share training and programmatic opportunities. So for example, the Chicago Park District, when they offer fitness instruction to their staff, they'll open it up to other task force members, which is a great opportunity. And the task force is also committed to the development of wellness campuses, which are really looking at specific neighborhoods in the city that we know that kids are at greater risk for being overweight or obese, and figuring out how to best coordinate city services within those areas. The Chicago Department of Public Health received a Model Practice Award in 2011 from NACHO for the task force, so we know we're gaining national attention for this work. So back to specific CLOC activities. When I first came on board in 2007, we were realizing that we were growing as an organization and getting more recognized, and people were asking us to sign on to different pieces of policy initiatives. And so obviously as a consortium, we're very careful and deliberate about how we do that, and we realized we needed to make our review process transparent. Put it on our website, and it was just something that we could always allude to or go back to when people were asking us, how did you decide to sign on to this or issue a call to action on this issue? So we worked internally and with our executive committee to create the policy review protocol for CLOC. It's available on our website. And basically the process is the requesting organization submits policy language, could be draft bill language, to me as the advocacy program manager, and they answer specific questions that I'll show you in a minute related to the policy proposal. And then I complete an internal policy review, and I submit all the materials to our executive committee for review. And the executive committee provides their recommendation as to whether or not CLOC should sign on to the policy priority or not. And sometimes we'll have ad hoc conference calls just about that particular issue, or we'll discuss the policy proposal in a bi-monthly meeting of the executive committee. And then finally, a decision is made and communicated to requesting organizations. But we also alert the rest of the consortium about our policy decisions through our quarterly meetings and sometimes even through our newsletter. So here are some of the questions that are part of our policy review protocol, and a lot of them pertain to, you know, does this policy initiative help to advance our mission? Is it evidence-based? Can it directly be linked to the health and well-being of children? Have stakeholders been involved in the creation of the policy? What's the plan for supporting it beyond the implementation? As Adam stated, we want to make sure that anything we're signing on to, there are plans for taking it the next step rather than just have it be a law in the books. And also thinking of potential unintended consequences of the policy. And as I mentioned, all this information is on our website too. So we were increasingly being asked by our partners to be more proactive, I think, in the policy area, and not just reactive and signing on to other pieces of legislation and or policy priorities. And so in 2009, we began a year-long participatory process to create the CLOC policy agenda. And in October 2009, we hosted a meeting of our consortium. We brought in national experts and local experts, and then had a brainstorming session in the afternoon, really getting feedback from our consortium members about what they would like us to see to advance as part of our policy agenda. And actually, I just want to acknowledge that Joe Harrington in the audience, he is a co-chair of a governmental policies and programs working group. He's a longtime co-chair of the working group. And after that meeting, as you can guess, we came back with, I don't know, it might have been 45 different suggestions. So we had to go through a process of whittling that down. And we had an internal process to narrow down the ideas. And in June 2010, we brought together about 30 of our key advocacy partners, people who really had expertise in child health-related matters. And we further whittled the list down. And then had an additional internal review process. And then in September 2010, we unveiled the CLOC policy agenda to our partners at our quarterly meeting. So you can see it really was a year-long process. And then here are some of the policy agenda items. I should mention that I actually have a handout with all of our policy agenda with me if you're interested. But basically, they're grouped into different categories. And you can see our food-related policy priorities, range from limiting marketing of unhealthy foods to children, which we know we have to work through the federal process that's been going ongoing this year, to considering a sugar-sweetened beverage tax for the state of Illinois, and there's been movement on that this week, expanding baby-friendly hospitals. And you can also see that this is a policy agenda, but it's also policy systems and environmental change strategies. It's not just, you know, and not everything is going to have to be taken to the legislature. And then also supporting the Illinois Fresh Food Fund, which we're happy to say that that's been funded this year, and now it's at a point of implementation in our food system planning work. Just a quick note, Adam mentioned our Healthy Places project. It was interesting timing because at the time that we unveiled the CLOC policy agenda, we also received the CPPW funding, and so our policy agenda was able to be, or the implementation of it was able to be accelerated very quickly, because it's amazing what funding can do in terms of bringing partners together and getting people motivated, right? So we also have physical activity related policy priorities related to a safe route to school and the way it's implemented, the program's implemented in the state of Illinois, making sure that PE is accessible to every child every day in school. It's definitely under attack in the state of Illinois. And then also the CLOC has definitely been on the front lines of advocating for a child health surveillance system, especially so that we can collect information on a statewide level on the prevalence of childhood overweight and obesity in our state. And then some clinical initiatives too, and one that didn't fit into one of these categories is we also are trying to make 5-4-3-2-1 go the official Illinois healthy lifestyle message. I believe it is so in the state of Michigan, and so we thought it was created in Illinois, it should be the official state message for the state of Illinois too. So we are engaged in other policy and advocacy activities. We participate in different alliances and networks like the Illinois Safe Routes to School Network, the Illinois Alliance to Prevent Obesity, and we're an Illinois partner for Transportation for America. We participate in related meetings, like if the city is creating a pedestrian plan, and so we've been participating in those meetings. We have our Governmental Policies and Programs Working Group. We've worked with the faith community through Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funding and really worked with them. As Adam mentioned, you know, we had to start where they were and what they were willing to engage in terms of childhood obesity issues. And we realized in trying to work with them, doing advocacy work, that they all had, the faith-based institutions we were working with all had great advocacy skills, but they hadn't necessarily applied them to the issue of childhood obesity. So it was about working with them to realize they had the skills to do the work, but they just needed some content expertise and some knowledge related to the childhood obesity epidemic. And then we also host special policy-related meetings. So through all this, we've realized some lessons, and we try to implement them on a daily basis. And these are our recommendations for others wanting to work, do policy work as a multi-member organization. We do suggest to create a public process to make policy-related decisions. Like I said, we developed our policy review protocol. It's on our website. I do as much education as I can to our partners about how we make decisions on behalf of CLOC. You need to engage partners where they are. Obviously, we have the Chicago Department of Public Health has the task force made up of government agencies, and so we really work with them as a separate entity in their work on childhood obesity prevention. I mentioned the faith example. If you do, as a multi-member organization, create a policy agenda, I think it's important to do it in a participatory and transparent process. Maybe you don't feel like you have to do it over a year-long period of time. I know the policy world sometimes moves faster than that, but I think that it's been to our benefit that we've taken that approach. And also recognize that you need to foster partner leadership. We know that as a staff of 20 or so, we cannot take the lead on every policy priority that's part of our policy agenda, and that we also know that our partners also have expertise, and they should be the lead on some of those priorities, and they're already the lead on some of those priorities. So we try to determine who's the expert in the area and support their work in that area. And also it's important to communicate to partners through regular updates on policy-related matters, and so we do that through our e-newsletters and meeting at the quarterly meetings, and also now with social media. And I know that I have a blog to write when I go back to the office for our communications manager. So, So in terms of how to connect to CLOC, you can join our mailing list by going to our website. And also, we have on our Governmental Policies and Programs Working Group, we have people from throughout the nation. We have our, every other meeting is a conference call. And so you can absolutely join our working group, even though you might be based somewhere outside of Chicago. And you can access policy-related resources on the website or contact me at that contact information. And that's it.